The following podcast contains adult language, explicit, and original content. This is definitely not safe for work.
All content within the podcast is only the opinion of Bad Flix and nobody's else.
It is meant for mature audiences only.
Bam! Get some!
Your voice is super sexy, actually, though, so it's not that I don't agree.
We'll get some chicken enchiladas, maybe I can touch a bite. I don't know. Great twist in that movie, left and right. And I'm sure Adam has seen it. Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going out on a limb right there.
My heterosexual life partner right there you're talking to.
Well, do what you do.
His header bro.
I'm travel!
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bad Flix. I am Adam.
I'm Garrett.
I'm John.
I'm Josh.
That's Josh. And
we've got a Josh this week.
Yep.
You're kidding. I mean, you're joshing you.
I'm joshing everyone.
You're kidding.
No, I'm joshing everyone.
So we had special homework this week.
John's an idiot in the chat, by the way, just so we know.
I'm having a good time.
Having a good time shooting stuff. Through this guy. Okay.
And I'm the...
Who are you even talking to?
Nobody.
Who are we even talking to?
Well, I was talking to Game Answer. Yeah. I guess 668 was in there, and that's why I said more like 666.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you say so.
It's a big reveal. It's a big reveal.
As long as you're having fun.
Guess 668 is a Satan worshiper.
Here in the... I thought it was Lucifer.
Oh, Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
Good old Beebs.
Beebs.
My real name is Beelzebub, but you can call me Beels. We had you written down for
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket there, James.
Yeah.
But sorry, it's early. Even though you suggested Boondock Saints.
7 days ago, if you'll remember, you suggested Full Metal Jacket.
But yeah, and good reminder for everyone, James.
That the
throw
genre.
In your cult classics. Mm-hmm. So,
no homework last week because we all saw Kong.
Which was homework. We had a field trip last week.
Yes, we did.
Field trip.
Is that what we called it?
Yeah. I had my permission slip signed.
Mom, can I go?
I didn't, so I had to go.
As long as there's no monkey penis, you can go.
Ha! Hop on!
PG-13, all right.
There was none.
So, King Kong No Dong. That should have been their advertising.
King Kong No Dong should have been our fucking title.
It really should have been that.
I think Garrett went for King Kong Schlong. Was he or King, no Schlong?
We were close. Why didn't we extrapolate off
Kong
of the Schlong?
Kong wears the Schlong? Something
extrapolate?
Like that?
Yes.
Extrapolate the dong.
Turns into an equation. Adam's with a whiteboard. I feel like it's going to turn into an episode of Sunny.
So if
like,
he's
real
this
fast.
Tall, then it's got to be at least.
Well, was there a shadow that day? Where was the sun? Let's figure out the hypotenuse.
Do you think when Kong's dong pops out, spring has started?
No, you can make a sundial.
Only if he was laying down flat.
He gets a boner and checks the time.
None of this happened in the movie, by the way.
So, if you haven't figured it out, we all went to the movies and saw King Kong Skull Island.
There could be spoilers up ahead.
I wasn't able to go with these guys, so I went and saw a movie by myself like a loser.
Loser!
But I went and saw Logan at the same time, too, so two birds, one stone.
How did you finish one movie while watching two?
It's impressive.
Right?
I guess I didn't watch it at the
Tyler
same
thing?
Time.
One
we're
goes
actually
one way
overlaying one over the other.
Yeah.
He blew a hole in the
they
theater
split the
wall.
Screen
sorry,
in half,
guys!
And they played the audio.
You ever seen the movie Meteor Man?
No.
Yes, I fucking love that movie.
When he's watching the other guy's TV through the floor, something like that.
Is that a cool classic?
Dude, that movie is awesome.
It's a good old shitty movie. I don't. It's
shitty.
It's not that shitty.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
it's a fucking fun story. Like, gets hit by the meteor, and then he has like he can pick up books. He like picks up a kung fu book, and then he knows kung fu. Because, you know, radioactive stuff from meteors makes you be able to absorb words through books without reading them.
I mean, why the fuck not?
And he can fly. So cool.
What's the main actor's name?
Black dude.
He was in other stuff.
Like jail?
Oh.
Whoa.
Terrible, wow.
Yeah, for dodging taxes. Why did that Adam. Kill the joke? Or was it just I had no lead in from Adam?
Yeah, everything was dead after he spoke. It wasn't gotcha. You, it was him.
So what do you guys think about Kong Skull Island?
I really liked it. I was glad that it wasn't a sequel to Peter Jackson's Kong.
I actually never saw no. Peter Jackson's okay. Kong, but I heard it wasn't very good.
In a 3-hour movie, there's like an hour movie there.
Oh, it's like that?
There's a good movie in there. It's also a love. It's also a love letter to the old school King Kong movies, like a way long ago.
This was not. This was a monster fight,
and it was not shy about it. Two minutes into the film, monster.
It was
fuck
pretty sweet,
yes.
man.
Yeah.
The director, like I said, had been quoted as saying, "If you're going to make a monster movie, why isn't your monster
in your movie?"
Yeah.
I like the way this man thinks. I right? really do.
Really
I
was, though.
Plus.
I'm not a fan of logic, you know.
I neither was he. Did you
overpromise, under deliver?
Yeah,
remember?
That's right. Yeah, I forgot.
That's my motto.
No, I went into this movie expecting it to be about as good as the last Godzilla movie, which was not the greatest. It's got some good one-liners in it, but
let them fight. there's a little too many us in there, but yeah, let them fight.
Yeah, it's like they're rampaging around San Francisco. Maybe you should just pick one and try and end the fight. Like yeah. Jesus,
my money's on the little guy.
But no, this was so much better. This was unashamedly a monster fight movie. It was good.
I was really, all about it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed
what,
it.
Paranoid
I,
right there?
I thought you were laughing behind my back.
I really liked the...
I always laugh behind your back. You're facing ahead of me.
I know.
I liked the villainous monsters.
Oh, yeah, the weird just like two-legged ones
what
with
do,
the
what
tail.
Do you call them? Skull draggers? Or...
Skull crawlers.
Skull crawlers. It yeah. sounded way better in my head.
You can change it
I've
if
never,
you want to.
I've never said it out loud before.
No, John C. Reilly, by the way, is great.
So
in that
him,
movie.
Him and the guy that plays Captain Cole, they steal the show. The one who's like eating beans after they crash and shit.
Oh yeah. God! Yeah.
So like him and John C. Reilly steal
that
the show.
Was Lieutenant Dan. The whole movie.
The whole time.
The whole movie. I thought that was Lieutenant.
Oh no!
Dan.
Hell no!
I just kept seeing
new profile pic.
The dude's.
well, I got caught up in John's selfie. Sorry.
Anytime I see that actor, I always have to think of Boardwalk Empire.
Oh yeah, because he's Nucky's brother.
Yeah, that's the very first thing I saw him in, and I really liked him. So my memory
Nucky
always
fucks.
Goes back to there. But yeah, I like that line where he's just like,
"Yeah,
why are you eating?" He's like, "Eating's for the living." Living.
Yeah. So his name's Shea Whigham. Cole, right there down there.
Oh, Chief Whigham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
His
Chief
Whigham's
Chief
brother.
Whigham's son.
Oh, Shea Whigham. He's that
Chief Whigham's
that
son. Is that?
Guy.
That is
retard.
Certainly him.
Yeah.
He's got stoner eyes.
Dude, he's great. And that's not... Those don't do have to do anything with each other. he had some of, like, the best, like, go for the legs! And, like, he was the one who started chopping the spider's legs off.
I thought we did pretty good. We didn't have a tactical precedence.
Yeah, exactly.
That movie was just...
Did you ever hear that story about the lion, the thorn, and the mouse? Yeah. You know how the mouse kills the lion with the thorn? That's not how that goes at all.
Who told you that story?
My mama.
It's all coming together now.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, they did a really good job of giving every soldier a personality, which
like
I was impressed with, because
like
most
the
of the time...
that they go with Loki and them?
Yeah.
That kid was great.
Except for Chaplin.
Yeah, I mean... But just like a lot of movies where a lot of men are in uniform like that, they don't really give them enough of a personality,
blending.
And you're just like, I don't know which one is fucking talking right now. Like, and they did a really good job, I thought, of giving them at least enough of a personality to where you knew.
They were also all different colors.
Yeah. They were. That's true. That's a very good point.
They were not all different colors.
Well, they had like at least one of every color.
When Sam Jackson kills that weird bird... And then all the birds take off out of the tree, and then the other soldier's this is hell.
Yeah. Like it's... okay, so speaking of Sam Jackson, let's go over his performance real quick. He plays a crazy dude, and he's done that before really well.
Bitch, you crazy.
Yeah, and he's also got a couple lines from his past movies in there that are great.
Could you
great.
Call him, like, a zealot?
No, I would call him, like, addicted to fucking war.
Yeah, well, plus he doesn't want to go home. Like, he's having
nothing.
Some sort of... terrible
Zealot
home
maybe.
Life.
He almost had like a Captain
Zealot's
Kirk.
Usually like
not Captain Kurtz.
Religious.
Captain Kurtz.
Okay. I don't know who Kurtz is.
Colonel Kutsaya.
What?
From Apocalypse Now.
Oh, I was the original Heart of Darkness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah,
we were talking about the same character.
Yeah, just different venues.
Yes, bingo.
I'm talking about you're talking about Heart of Darkness, the book, and I'm talking about Apocalypse Now.
Yep, yeah.
Same person though.
Yeah, but a very similar character.
Mm-hmm. Well, one's based on the other.
Yep. I mean, to
Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson. Yeah. Yeah. No, he was great. He like one track mind, like totally abusing his command.
Yep.
Definitely worth it. And then like he still could not refrain from being Sam Jackson. Like he never plays a character. Name a Samuel Jackson character other than Mace Windu.
There isn't one.
That's also still Sam Jackson.
Julius and who else?
What Valentine from V Day. What's that movie?
What?
Kingsman. When he talks with a lisp.
Okay.
And he's kind of like he's scared of blood and like he's much
unbreakable.
More.
That's not his name.
That's the name of the movie. That's the name of
the
movie. Character's name.
The character name.
Oh, I don't remember the character's name.
That's what I'm trying to point out. Like Sam Jackson only plays Sam Jackson. Like you can replace his character name with just Sam Jackson, and it's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we all buy that because it's Sam fucking Jackson.
Yeah. Maybe Nick Fury. I think the Kingsman. He was definitely.
Yeah, he was just Sam Jackson, a little bit lighter, like a little
lisp. He was kind of weird, clean.
Lighter.
I mean,
now,
he's also so famous that you can't.
No, like he's
trying to
he was an octave lighter. He's an octave lighter.
Yeah.
His, his whole personality was an octave.
An octave lighter.
I hate you.
He didn't use it.
John's the racist one. Don't turn this on me. He hates Kevin Hart and all black people.
And all black people.
That guy lumped those two together. Just like, if you hate Kevin Hart, then you obviously hate all black people.
I don't even hate Kevin Hart.
Any, let's talk about the monster.
Okay.
We haven't really talked about Kong.
Kong was great.
He was beautiful.
It was done so well. There are a few times that like his proportions felt a little weird, and then you're just like, no, I guess that makes sense.
There was a couple times he looked like a midget. Like when he was just standing there at the end, I kind of got this feeling of just like, he looked like
proportions kind
of
off,
midgy proportions. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, gorillas aren't supposed to walk that way.
I know.
So maybe his species like evolved that way. Maybe I said maybe, a lot.
Or it could just be that like he's just like they modeled him after a normal gorilla, and that's what normal gorillas look like when they stand straight up with the sun setting behind them.
A little weird.
They waited hours for that shot, and then they're just like, use that for Kong.
Use it. I thought Kong looked great.
What if Kong was a silverback? Do you think he'd be even more vicious?
I mean, he's a giant, like, 30-story gorilla. Pretty vicious enough.
Yeah, pretty vicious. I like that the helicopter blade, like, tore up his hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not the little one. Oh, no, the little one did do it. That's what did it. Yeah. The little rotor did it.
I like that you actually got to see the damage that was dealt to him like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And him having to go and recover and eat a giant octopus about it.
Which I think was my favorite Kong moment.
It was a pretty sweet Kong
moment. Yeah, it's where like he fights it and then he's just eating and the tentacles are still all over his face.
And he's just slurping down.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Old Boy when he does that. When he eats
the
tentacle.
What's the octopus in?
Yeah. An Old Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The live one.
Yeah.
So weird.
But no, they did Kong really good.
It was just...
It was a good
funny,
monster.
It had action and just generally fun movie. Like,
mm-hmm.
really just enjoyed the thing from start to finish. There wasn't really any point where I was like, we could do without this.
I have one.
What?
When Loki puts on the gas mask.
Oh, and the sword? That didn't make a lot of sense.
That was but it looked I fucking swear to sweet. God it was only for 3D.
Like,
they even slowed it down.
They even slowed it down.
It was
like
300 with green smoke and
a gas
mask.
It looked like 300.
You swear?
I still
hear that fucking slow mo guy's noise.
Steven at work.
I still thought
made
that
a good
shit
point.
Looked rad.
He's like when they kept cutting to his view, and you could see these two little circles and this big black bar in the middle, and he's still spinning and chopping these birds perfectly in half. And he does. He spins like three or four times in a row. And cuts them in half. And when they show his view, there's like hella birds like flying past him. I was like, wouldn't you want to just like, you know, like get as many as you could?
He's dodging while he spins, John.
I bet you it looks better
in 3D. A few frames of invulnerability. Yeah, probably.
The spin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that whole scene.
And those kinds of shots, like they remind me very much of like Sherlock Holmes 2, like when they're running through the forest or like, again, it's at 300.
Yeah.
Punch him in the face. 3,000.
Yeah, that's the only that's the only scene that took me out of the movie. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
I was thinking about, like,
it didn't take me out of the movie. I enjoyed it because it's short. You know, so you went through that little part, and then it was right back to everything you were looking at.
Yeah.
So it didn't really like.
It kind
of stopped my experience.
It kind of took me off for a second.
It took me out of the movie. I was like, this is weird, but I'm all right with it because it's fucking rad looking, but I don't feel like I'm watching Kong anymore for a second. Like,
I'm watching Loki kill things. Yeah. His name wasn't Loki, but he's a British dude played by the guy who plays Loki.
Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Brie Larson is the first time I've seen her not in a comedy. She's the chick in it.
She was good.
She's going to be Captain Marvel.
Okay.
It was weird to see Hiddleston like all kind of jacked.
Oh, yeah.
In comparison to like his really frail like Loki, you know.
Yeah,
like,
that's true, huh?
It was just kind of like...
Wow, you put on like 40 pounds.
Yeah, like pure muscle. Like, you're looking good. Who's T-Swift? Or no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I don't
Not
know.
Anymore. She's making an album about him now.
Pretty much.
You figure that like after like two or three dudes go through her, that like people would stop dating her because they'd be like, oh, now I'm the subject of your next album.
Think of the fame that you get.
Dude, I would be about it. I'd be like, famous. Wow, this is a sweet deal. Not only do I get to sleep with Taylor Swift,
I but get then an I album get, written about
I
me.
Get a concept album afterwards. Like, this is dope. Like,
this album is about me.
Yeah, specifically. 12 tracks, this guy.
Oh, God, he's dating T. Swift.
Yeah, I thought you were serious.
So I thought I heard that, but then nobody, like, jumped on it, so I was like, maybe I'm wrong.
So Taylor Swift is going to come out with an album in 2 years called Britain Done Me Wrong.
And yeah.
It's going to be all about Loki.
How London I think it's Bridge funny fell that while down. She
just broke up with her boyfriend at the time,
what?
Hiddleston, like, showed up and brought her flowers and shit and was, like, sending them to her, like, every day.
Why do you know this?
It's on the radio.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I didn't look it up. Like,
what's up with T-Swift? Into now?
You were, like, super
Googling
into
T-Swift. I Googled it now because I was genuinely curious after I made my statement. But that was a slightly different.
No, I also liked that Kong made tied into another monster movie, and it looks like we're getting a little
couple
monster
series
out of it all, which I'm super excited for. I actually went and looked up the release date for these monster movies, and we're getting one every year through 2020. So
the monster that we could, the Godzilla monster that we couldn't think of the other night was Rodan.
Oh yeah,
pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Rodan, King Ghidorah, or yeah, Ghidorah, yeah, however you want to pronounce it. Looking up all the monster names and like just to make sure I was right when I got home, like there was a decent argument on the subreddit about how to pronounce that name.
Yeah,
yeah, either Ghidorah or Ghidorah, but it's also Mothra and
Godzilla.
I thought there was another one as well.
Rodan,
was that it?
Yeah.
They're making a Rodan movie?
Which that's one? The pterodactyl.
That's a pterodactyl.
Which is the
he'll be in
the
one
Hydra.
Of them.
Mechagodzilla.
That's Ghidorah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. King Ghidorah. And he's actually an alien and not from Earth.
And eventually comes back as a mech.
Yes, he does what?
He didn't come from the void beneath the surface?
No.
Mechagodzilla.
Special world.
I also think that, like, with him being on Skull Island and, like, Godzilla, like, Godzilla's old origin story being that he just
came out of the sea
and he's mutated from nuclear radiation.
Mm-hmm.
It would be convenient if they just all came from Skull Island in this nice little monster package.
There's already giant fucking monsters there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But there was like, no daddy long leg crab.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was great because, so this movie was way more violent as far as showing it than I'd expected.
Oh, for a PG-13, absolutely.
That's one of the things you always count on a PG-13 movie is, like, it's going to be okay as far as violence goes, but you're never going to get to see those kill shots that you get to see in, like, R-rated movies.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the case in this one.
God, Kong smashes and steps on, like, five people.
Yeah, yeah. And then
there's
also
no blood.
The dude. Yeah, there is no blood, that's true.
Unless it's monster blood.
Yeah. There's also the dude that gets, like, impaled by the crab spider that John
was
talking about.
Oh, that wigged me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought something threw a bamboo at him.
That's what I thought at first, too.
As soon as they cut to that, I start cackling my face off.
He laughs so loud in the theater at this dude just like, oh,
I go, fuck.
Like, Vlad the Impaler got to him.
Yeah.
It
was pretty great.
And then there's the guy who gets torn apart by the birds. It's all in silhouette. Like, you never see, like, his actual face anymore because it's backlit from the sun. But it's a little bit, like, everyone in the, because it cuts away and then you see him again. Everyone in the audience goes, oh, when it happens. Like, those are the kind of reactions you get at, like, an R-rated film.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see that in Kong.
I was also really happy that not all of the fight scenes took place at night. In fact, I don't think a single one of them did.
Best point here.
Because that was my biggest complaint with the Godzilla movie is, it's dark as shit, I can't see what's going on.
Like, unless you're Tyler and your crooked eye, and apparently you could see the whole movie.
He said that movie was incredible.
Yeah. What, Godzilla?
No. Yeah. It would have been good if you could see what was going on. All you could see is, like, silhouettes in the distance of the darkness, and then you still couldn't really make out what was going on.
You would pray for lightning.
You would.
Just give me a lightning strike. Monsters!
Four frames of monsters and then darkness again.
That movie really bugged me. I'm just like, when am I going to see what's going on?
Yeah.
When am I going to see what's going on? We got no one in the chat.
Nobody at all.
It's okay.
So yeah, I'm really glad that I fucking loved Kong. I can't wait to see it again when it comes out and there's a good copy online.
Adam's got a great point though about the monster fights taking place during the day.
Necessary.
The thing about CG is it doesn't hold up in daylight. Like, darkness really works for CG because you can use lighting effects to kind of hide
stuff,
blemished parts, right? So the fact that the director's like, no, during the day, that's like, all right, yeah, during the day. We want to see what's going on.
There was one scene that was at night, wasn't
it?
And
it was when they touched his nose.
Yeah.
Well, and
the fight with the fire.
The fight with the fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
it
starts
at night and then ends up going through the morning.
You think we gave too many spoilers and they all left us?
Nah. It's been out for 6 days now? No, 7 days. It came out Thursday.
It's yep, spoiler proof then.
But yeah, if you haven't seen it, go see it.
So.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I'd give it like a solid 8. I wouldn't give it a 9.
I'm giving it a 9.
I'm giving it a 9 as well. I fucking really dug
James
that
is
movie.
Here.
I'd go
Thanks,
8.
Thanks, man.
I'd go 8.
Yeah, that's what I said. Give it a solid 8.
So 16 plus 18 is 36?
That'd be 8.5.
There you go.
How about we give it a 10?
No, it wasn't that good.
It doesn't work that way?
You know the submission?
Huh?
You know the submission?
What is it?
TJ LaFontaine, The Last Dragon.
I'm not putting names on these.
I know, but that's who said it.
I know.
If you're listening, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, TJ.
All right, shall we get into the news?
TJ! It's my boy TJ with a big goatee.
No, he's got a pretty gnarly fucking
goatee.
That's a beard, bro.
Yeah, it's a chin beard.
That's a pretty much huge beard.
What was the movie
Comes
again?
Comes right off his chin, though.
The Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon.
If I remember
right...
Is that
the one with Sean Connery?
No, I'm That's Dragonheart, yeah. The Last Dragon is the biopic. Oh, no, it's not. It's the shitty, shitty fucking Bruce Lee-esque movie.
Oh.
It's this one. You ever seen that cover?
Let me see. No.
The Last of His Kind, the Best of the Best.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that sounds amazing.
Actually, no. It as far as the plot goes, but it's a good fighting movie. That's probably why he put it in. Mm-hmm.
I used to work with TJ. Good man, TJ. Way to join in the fun.
Thank you, TJ.
Yeah, I guess it might be news time.
It's news time.
And John mixed up the links, so we're just going to go
It's a
with
gamble. It could be TV, could be news.
Yep. So,
it's all news.
Oh, wait.
TV, could be movie.
Hey, before we get into news, there's two things I want to mention. One, Iron Fist is out in a matter of hours. I know we're going to talk about it in a second, but Iron Fist is out in a matter of hours.
That's tonight.
Yeah, and then two, Damn, this Sunday work. Is the premiere of season 2 of Into the Badlands.
Nice.
Legion.
Yes, so Legion will be our first story. It has been renewed for season 2. I haven't watched any of it yet, but what I hear is it's amazing. So I can't wait to sit down and binge all of the first season. But Iron Fist first.
Also, good on FX, man. They continue to put out quality programming.
Yeah, everything that they do seems to hit. Like, they're doing a pretty bang-up job.
From comedy to drama to...
Yeah.
I don't know if they have an action show.
Preacher?
That's AMC.
You're right, that is AMC. That's not FX.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Legion, good on you.
Keep it up.
I
thought everybody thought it was going to be crap. So now I'm surprised
no
to hear
faith.
People...
I had no faith. I haven't seen it either.
Oh, but people are saying.
Yeah,
people are saying Lenny said it's good.
Tyler loves it. Tyler thinks it's fantastic.
I haven't seen Lucifer yet, and you guys say it's all good, so I should watch it.
I'm the only one who watches Lucifer.
Okay. You say it's good.
Lenny watches it.
But thanks for putting... Who does?
Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny does.
But Lenny's not here.
Lenny watches everything.
So, movie news.
Go ahead. You go ahead, and I got something to follow up on this.
Okay, so Ghost of the Shell is coming out, obviously, with Scarlett Johansson. And they've decided to do something that I thought was kind of clever and cool.
Dye your hair?
No. When they dub the movie into Japanese for the Japanese release, they're going to use all the voice actors from the original cartoon to redo their roles.
So dope.
Yeah, which I thought was a really cool fucking thing for them to do.
What's the follow-up? Do they really still overdub movies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I hate dubbed movies. Like, I would rather watch a subtitled movie than a dubbed movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd say 99% of the time. I will say, though, that
Japanese sounds way cooler, I think, probably, than, like, American. So, like, if you're a Japanese person listening to an American dub, I feel like the voice acting from the Japanese always sounds better than voice acting. Because, like, when we dub, when they dub animes, the voice is just, there's only a couple animes ever that I've actually enjoyed.
I've only come across two that I can't just laugh at hysterically.
Like, Rurouni Kenshin, I like better dubbed than
Kenshin's dubbed. Voice is really good in the American
version. Cowboy Bebop, I prefer.
And Kenshin's voice in the subbed version
annoying as hell.
Yeah, he sounds like a kid.
Yep.
But he's supposed to have like lived through this whole war and all this other stuff, and like
he's supposed to have.
He's still young, but he literally sounds like a kid.
Mm. Yeah,
like a 10-year-old.
Well, even the American voice actor has a very soft voice.
But when he gets angry, he has a really good like.
Yeah,
it just makes his anger way more noticeable because he goes from being all soft spoken and like really gentle sounding to like very firm. And I think the American voice actor did an awesome job. So but like other than that, I can't think of any, honestly.
Before we move off of this subject, so the people that are marketing Ghost in the Shell, they tried to start a viral meme. And it was a picture of Scarlett Johansson. And it was like, you know how they did that like stuff with the ads and stuff, like all the screens go like, so like this is the best way I can describe it, by the way,
the glitch art.
It said I am major and it had the Ghost in the Shell triangle over M, right? Well, the internet took to that and put out things like an Asian woman's face and it says I am the woman that should have been cast in this film. And then let's see. Then they continued. Iron Fist, I am made of cronuts and kale smoothies.
The Iron Fist one can just fucking stop.
Why?
Another one. I am not Japanese. Because
the
whole story
is the fact that he is a white man. And
I am not Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. The other Iron Fist one that I do like is it's him.
I think the cronuts and kale smoothie is.
I'm not saying that's not funny.
Probably going to be offline for
I'm probably going to be offline for a bit. But okay, so it backlashed entirely, right? It led them to stop the campaign. They halted the marketing campaign of I Am Major with Scarlett Johansson's face. The last one that came up was that picture of I Am of Major, and it said I'm in love with white feminism.
Wow.
It's like Jesus Christ, the internet really doesn't like that it's a whitewashed movie.
Yeah. I mean, can't really blame them.
No, you can't. But like, this is like when one thing happens, then it's like the sharks can smell blood in the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you know, like,
no, totally, you're right.
and whether you're like, doing it or not, once you made that decision, you better have fucking internet just stick goes, by it.
Yes,
it becomes like this cancer of negativity mixed with a little bit of humor. You know,
it's more of an atomic bomb. It's like one person hears about it and like splits off and tells two people, and then it's just
and it happens chain on the reaction. On like a millisecond scale exactly. Because it's the internet. Yeah. Anyway, Ghost in the Shell. It's out at the end of this month.
Yep. So, yeah, it's right around the corner.
What are you doing?
I had a thing hanging off my jean and I burned it.
And you lit a fire?
I did. And then it smelled lit a fire.
It smelled so pretty bad.
Yeah. Under and then his I ass. Waved my hand, and then Adam looked at me funny, like I was. Like I had shit my pants or something, and I was like, "Woo, it's bad over here."
He actually did shit his pants
or something.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, so first, I can't wait to see this movie. I think this is it's gonna be pretty rad.
I'm going with him the next week.
Nice.
It's gonna teach every little girl to just love the ugly beast
that kidnaps you.
Yeah,
because there might be something pretty underneath.
No, Scott's rich. Syndrome.
Well, yeah, that's why you stick around, but you got to tell yourself some shitty story about how he might actually be a good guy.
And he's rich.
Mainly rich.
The rich is what keeps you around.
No, the kidnapping is what keeps her around.
But he saves her from the wolves.
After kidnapping her. At first kidnapping her dad.
Nigga, he is a wolf.
Right? With horns.
He's not a wolf. He's like a bison.
He's a goat man wolf.
He's worse than a goddamn wolf.
He's a satyr.
He's a do you know what satyrs do to women?
I think he's like a bison.
Either this is concept art too. This isn't even a pick from the movie.
It was the highest def fucking image I could find.
Calm down, man.
All right, get off my dick.
I didn't say anything.
Adam's fucking defending himself hard.
Anyways, none of this is the fucking story.
I'll go see it. I'm seeing it this week.
I'll wait till it comes out in a copy online, or I can.
You
find
just said like, I cannot wait to see this.
Yeah, at home. I cannot wait to see this at home.
Ah, the truth comes out.
I cannot wait to wait 3 months and then get a copy.
I just don't, you know, I'm stingy, all right?
I don't know if I'll see it in theaters either, but.
What?
I actually realized that, like, when we were talking about it last week, Jungle Book's not the only live-action movie they've remade. They remade Pete's Dragon.
Yeah. Oh, and Robin Hood.
And Robin Hood. Wait, what?
Men in Tights.
Oh, no, that was... What are you talking about, man? I hate you.
Yeah, Rob... Wait, what?
I was on a roll.
I know.
Jesus.
John, the story hasn't even started for Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. That was a test. You guys weren't even talking about it. I thought we were done.
So done with the
Beauty.
But
I remember now what the story is.
So, there's a gay character with a gay scene in Beauty and the Beast. And, the country of...
How gay?
It's a Disney movie, so probably now docking.
It's LeFou, the guy who's Gaston's lackey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Little fat
dude. Is he gay for Gaston?
He's the gay guy. I don't know how
we don't know what the scene actually entails. Some sort of blatant homosexuality. Scene, yeah. Like, it's like obvious that this dude is gay
they
in this movie.
They hold hands?
Who knows what it is?
It could
probably
be something...
locked eyes.
They've also made Cinderella and... There's another one that they've made.
Why would they make a live-action Cinderella?
Anyway, so Malaysia wanted Disney to cut that movie for them to... Cut that scene out of the movie for them to show it in their theaters. And Disney said, no, and now you don't get it.
Oh, yeah. They made Maleficent, too.
So, they've decided to just not give Malaysia...
I thought Malaysia decided to not allow Disney to air it.
They're not giving it to them.
Yeah, they're not. Really? They're just
Disney,
like
they pulled screenings.
Malaysia said cut the scene, and Disney said, "How about this? We'll just pull the whole fucking movie."
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Right? See me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside. Catch my outside. Movie outside your borders.
As much flack as Disney gets for being anti-Semitic and having like really, really bad, I don't know, messages for women or like just messages at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Do the dishes. Scrub the floor.
Their production and their marketing and all that stuff is very, very, very progressive. They've always done really good at that.
Oh yeah.
Like, their core values, probably a little off, but their, like, outward appearance...
Well, I mean, it was started by
we're good people.
A borderline Nazi, so...
Wait, what'd you say?
No, Disney hated Jewish people. I said it was started by a borderline
Disney
Nazi.
Disney hated the Jews.
Did he?
Yeah. Huh.
That's the anti-Semitism.
Is that how they got all those Disney propaganda movies?
Probably. I mean, Disney's been long enough to be, you know... Nazis, a living thing at the time. So,
as opposed to that, here's Venom.
Yes.
You don't remember the story?
No, I totally do. Sorry, I was checking out the sweet art.
That's Matt Gargan Venom.
He's supposed to be beefy. Not supposed to be Tobey Maguire or not Maguire.
Topher Grace.
Topher, that dude.
Oh,
that dude.
Ew, I forgot that he played Venom.
Yeah. Anyways,
did you say you like a high school girl?
Yeah.
It was pretty dude. It was pretty ew. No,
he was pretty
Topher the Loafer Grace.
Matt Gargan was
Scorpion.
That's what I thought.
And then he lost his powers and he had like
what powers?
He lost his suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm like, I didn't think he had fucking powers.
A laser vision?
So
he had a laser tail.
Spider-Man spinoff movie named Venom has gotten a release date, which is April
2018.
2018. Yep. I believe it's April 5th. They've actually given it a date, not just a month. So look forward to that until it starts to suck from what you see come out of it.
Well, you know, dates don't mean much. They've slid before.
Oh, they definitely have. But it's also kind of nice. I didn't know they were even working on this. So for them to announce a date even this early, it's kind of exciting.
Dude, after Amazing Spider-Man 2, they were working on a Sinister Six movie.
I know, and I would have been...
not okay with that because of the Rhino and the Green Goblin and Lizard, who are all terrible.
The Rhino is such a shitty...
It's just a mech.
No, Rhino's great. I like Rhino as a character. The mech that they used in Amazing Spider-Man 2 was terrible. Yeah, it was Paul Giamatti in a mech.
With a rhino.
It was so fucking terrible.
Paul Giamatti in a mech.
Yeah, he was bald and had tattoos and
went like
a lot and put on a Russian accent.
That's terrible.
And then the movie ended right before the fight. Like Spider-Man was getting ready to punch him and the movie ends.
Who does that?
Those people.
Same people who use dubstep during a Spider-Man fight scene and make it the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
But yeah, so there will be a Venom movie coming out, or at least there is plans to do a Venom movie. We'll see how it turns out. It's still over a year away, so I don't know. I'll keep my eye on it.
But it has to do with Spider-Man, so I'm kind of wary.
Why?
Oh, Jesus.
That's just a set photo. That's not him in action.
I know, but that's him in the
suit. His costume. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, does this strike fear into your heart?
No, it doesn't.
Is it the Rhino?
No, it's just Giamatti.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's him before. Okay, the beginning of the movie, Giamatti's a bank robber.
A convict,
yeah. And he's driving away in this big semi. And he, like Spider-Man
busts him. I like the barbed wire across the forehead tattoo.
It goes around his skull.
No, not the whole way.
Oh, really?
No, it's just the front of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
It looks bad. It looks like somebody got a freaking Sharpie and just went to town on his face and was like, you look so thug, bro. Get out there. Get out here. You strike fear into the hearts of everybody.
Rachel in our YouTube chat says the Labyrinth.
Yes. I almost picked the Labyrinth, Rachel, so good call.
Thank you. That's like one of my top movies ever.
All right, John, moving on. We are done with this story.
Garrett.
What?
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
The babe of power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Hoodoo.
Saturday Night Live.
Remind me of the babe?
I don't know what this story's about.
Me either.
So, Garrett, for the very first time...
from Saturday Night. It's Adam's story. Live.
So, for the very first time in 40 years, Saturday Night Live will actually be live on the West Coast. For the last four seasons, or last four episodes of this season, they'll be airing it at midnight. Pacific time, so...
Why?
Because I've never done it before, so why not?
Gimmick. Trump's not doing so well for us anymore.
Yeah, probably.
We can't just make a Trump show.
I don't know. Their all Trump episode was one of their highest rated ever, so it's obviously still producing some jokes. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool that they're finally, after 40 years, going to do it for us instead of just because it is, you know, it's not live for us, but now at least we'll get a little bit.
Anybody in this room going to watch it?
Not at all.
No.
Nope.
Yeah,
me neither. Yeah.
Anyways. But, you know, it's gimmick.
Pretty.
Cool gimmick.
This is an old photo.
This is an old photo. This is from one. But yeah, no, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was recently announced earlier this week. So
awesome.
Get hyped for that, because that should be pretty goddamn
surprising
good.
No one.
Yeah, yeah, really, though. Like,
this man right here.
Drax?
Batista?
Yeah, dude.
What, you want his babies?
In that movie.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
actually, I'm more into
what over your head. Impossible. My reflexes are too fast.
Right there, this guy right here.
Yeah,
he's the best one.
The monarch.
Right there. No, that guy.
Beware
right there.
The wrath of the monarch.
No, he's a Xandarian, man.
Beware monarch. The wrath of the Xandarian. No,
those are the bad guys. Never mind. These are the.
Yeah, you think about the blue guy with the.
Necromonger?
No, I know it's wrong too.
Like, I'm pretty
sure. I do enjoy that Riddick movie though.
It's what's his name's lackeys. It's Ronan's lackeys. Whoever those like
that starship down there is a
Xandarian
ship.
That's what I'm
ship.
Thinking of, the Xandarian right there.
The Ronanitos.
What? No, the bad guys?
Yeah, the Ronanitos.
Nah, I can't remember what they are. It's not that.
But I'm excited. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Nobody's surprised, but I'm still glad.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, these are the best Marvel movies.
Do you guys think they'll stop making them?
See, 2 months?
Eventually.
Yeah. Or do you think they'll get bad?
No, they'll make them. Look what makes them.
They've been bad.
These ones?
Not Guardians. You haven't seen it. You don't get an opinion.
I know. That's why I'm asking. Do you guys think that they'll continue making them, or do you think they'll get bad?
After three or four.
We'll see how two does before I make that judgment. If two outperforms, like most twos for Marvel movies have, except for Iron Man 2... We'll see. Thor 2 was better than Thor. Cap 2 was better than Cap. Avengers 2 was not as good as Avengers.
Original Cap took a little while to get rolled.
I like it.
It's good. No, it's good, but I understand why.
The Winter Soldier is almost a perfect film. Yeah. Because, like, that shit is so good.
Yep. It's because the character's all established and they can get right to the story.
Like same thing with Dark Knight.
Yeah. You don't have to wait half a movie to get Batman to be Batman.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's still a good movie. Origin stories are always good, I think. But
always
depends. I don't need another Spider-Man origin story fucking ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I would agree
the
with that
spider
one.
Comes
what if it's
down?
Black Spider-Man?
I don't need a actually Miles, a Morales? Miles Morales one would be good.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
I'd be down with the Miles Morales origin story.
Yeah,
cool.
Mainly because I don't know it, so it'd be new
they're,
content.
They're making one.
That's not. We don't know if that's true.
That's
or not.
Also not surprising.
I'm lying to everyone.
So
what does he take? Shakes and what?
Heroin.
Kefir shakes.
Cronuts and kale smoothies.
Oh, Cron. Yeah, that's how he keeps that slim
so,
yet.
Iron Fist
frame.
Starts tonight.
Woo! I'm still going to watch it.
Oh, I'm going to
no
watch
way
it.
I'm
oh, yeah.
watching this.
Absolutely. I'll start to finish. I'll watch
it.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. I hope it's fucking cheesy and bad.
I really hope it's a cheesy kung fu show.
I want it to
show.
Be campy.
Yeah. Yeah, I want it to be campy kung fu.
I think it's going to take itself way too seriously.
You say it Kong. Why you say it that way?
Kung fu. Because I just saw a giant monkey movie. Jesus.
And he beat the shit out of people using with, kung fu.
Yeah, with kung fu.
It is a legit fighting style. People are going to practice it.
Do they often use swallow an entire fist?
I mean, if you need to.
I mean,
you know, if me and Adam were fighting and I had him pinned down and he started shoving my hand down his throat, you don't think that would throw off your game?
Your hand down
I'd be shocked.
Yeah. 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 Like, this motherfucker tried to grab my tongue out my mouth.
I don't know how to react to this.
He'd be like,
I'd be biting down as hard as I could, like,
Yeah.
Just push. Push him.
Push with your
tongue. Crush the back of his skull or just break your hand off,
punch.
I guess.
Just punch the face. Punch into the face.
Speaking
like
of punching,
a crazy person.
Iron Fist has a terrible Rotten Tomatoes score. 19%.
Has it even released?
This is
for
the first six episodes. Yeah, the critics got the first six episodes, and it is apparently doing terrible. Now, a lot of the reviews are upset that it's a white boy in a kung fu movie.
What the fuck?
And which I think is hilarious because it's literally part of his story. But a lot of people that even aren't focusing on that aren't super excited about this one. What was that, Josh?
You said that twice tonight. Like that, the you just repeated yourself, that's all.
Oh,
saying.
Yeah, well, because you brought it up earlier.
Yeah.
I was saving it for this, so I was still going to use it. But
you used it twice.
And that's fine. I got to double dip. Good
no, I
for
know.
Me.
It's 19%. Yeah.
We've
sorry,
just been we've been saying that so long that it's okay to just leave that out.
Yeah. Anyways, it's got a terrible rating, and
I
hope it's not that bad.
The tomato meter, 19%. Want to see, 91%.
Well, because a lot of people want to see it?
Yeah.
Because it's not released yet.
Yeah, I want to make my own judgment. And I really hope that it's cheesy kung fu.
Goes up and down as far as, like, super cheesiness to serious to super cheesy to serious.
Yeah, like, you get a nice range of everything.
Because that's how Iron Fist is. Like, he actually deals with street-level crime, and some of it does get serious.
Mm-hmm.
But then, at the same time, he's like, no, I just flew in my helicopter because I'm a billionaire.
By the way, did I tell you that I killed a dragon with my bare hands?
Right?
It's kind of
the
sweet story.
An undying dragon?
It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited for Iron Fist. Hopefully it is not as bad as the Rotten Tomatoes score will lead one to believe.
Nearly every episode runs close to an hour in length, while barely justifying the need to be a second over 40 minutes. Somebody wants their commercial time back.
Yeah, no
shit.
There's
no commercials.
I know, I'm just saying.
Every Netflix Marvel series has been
That's
an hour-long
episode.
That's
why every other show is 40 minutes, though, is because they're aired, other than Netflix, but they're aired on television so that they have room for 20 minutes of commercials.
Oh, like and he then, wants his commercial time.
And then the good one here is the slower pace and lower flash of this show may turn many superhero fans away, but it may also make some superhero fans out of people who normally don't like the typical pace, glam, and one-liners. So, I don't know, you know.
None of Netflix's shows have been glam and one-liners, though. They're all gritty. They're all,
yeah.
They're all, like, intense cerebral dramas. Well, maybe just Jessica Jones. But they're all just intense dramas.
Most people seem to be saying it's slow.
That's fine.
If you want slow, go watch Luke Cage. Holy fuck.
It slows down.
Well, this guy says the pacing is reminiscent of leisurely vibe of the 1970s series Kung Fu, to which it has some obvious parallels.
Of course it's supposed
Kung
to.
Kung Fu, why not? The legend continues?
I'm talking to the
Kung Fu, the legend continues?
Sound like you're screaming at me.
With David Carradine.
I fucking love David Carradine.
I fucking love that show.
You know what David Carradine
You should watch this, then.
Whacking it while he's being choked.
Really?
Who does that? How he died.
Damn. And then, that really sucks, man.
And then our boy Robin was like, me next!
Ah, look at me. I'm Dave Carradine.
He's like, what if... Even in a movie, his son almost dies that way. World's best dad, world's greatest dad or whatever, Robin Williams movie. That, yeah, he comes in and his son's like choking to death with his dick out. And he's like, oh, fuck. Or no, his son did die in that movie.
Ouch.
That movie sucked.
It was bad.
Oh my God, it was so rough, man.
It was, because he writes a fake journal about what his son was feeling, and then everybody at the school thinks like, oh, he was so deep and we didn't understand him. And really, he was just wanking his pud, and his dad just didn't want everybody to know, so he made it seem like he killed himself.
I don't remember what the resolution was.
He came out and told the truth, and then everybody hated him.
You guys, if I ever accidentally kill myself, fucking beating my meat,
I'm gonna tell everyone.
Detail
dog.
It. Just like, this is what it was.
I'm
getting
gonna take
down.
Pictures and post that shit on Facebook.
Beautiful. Reddit. Too. Post it to our roast me.
I don't give. I will make Adam's dead ass with his dick stuck out Facebook account.
Beautiful.
Rigor mortis. He was stuck like that.
Dick mortis.
All right. Next story. We are running long.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll show you about it.
Preacher is a really good show.
No.
Power Rangers is a really good movie.
Preacher's coming back.
Yeah, sorry, April, I was trying to move it. 20-something.
I thought it was June.
When
it
did the June 19th. Pews face like that?
Who?
Pews.
Oh, because that's after a fight, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's after a fight where
they
clean.
Pull them up? So they pull them up facing
each
other?
Well, they had to mop up a bunch of blood, so they shuffle them all around.
Okay.
And then I think one of them grabs it and slides it around or something for the scene.
Oh,
anyways,
no, that's right. Yeah, because they had to mop up the angels they killed.
Exactly, yeah.
Those guys were angels?
No, they killed a couple angels.
Yep.
But and the angels come back. They keep coming back.
Yeah.
Because they're angels.
Yeah, I know. Those two guys were angels.
Yeah, the dudes in the suits.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying these two guys is what I think everybody was saying.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
But yeah, you're right. It is June. June 19th, Preacher comes back, season two. And I, for one, am excited. That show...
It's a good show.
It was weird. It's definitely not how the book goes, but it's still fucking good. I dig it. All right, those are pants. I'm looking for the next story.
A jean advertisement.
It was Josh. I put my hands up to prove it.
I've been right here the whole time.
There's video evidence.
Who's that dude on the right?
So that is the same dude as the dude on the left.
Yeah.
Funny story. We actually talked about this.
He died choking his...
No.
We talked about it a second ago.
We talked about this quite a while ago. That's actually probably close to a year ago, if not more.
Yeah.
He was arrested for stabbing his roommate to death with the samurai sword.
Yep, so that's from Power Rangers Dragon Force?
That's what this one's from. Yeah, he's a Red Ranger for that one and another one.
Yeah, like Super Force or something like that?
You never see the Blue Ranger do something like that.
No, or the Pink Ranger.
That is totally just something the Red Ranger would do.
And maybe the yellow.
I could see Green doing it. Tommy was a bad guy for the first
time. I can see a white ranger doing it, too.
Whoa. He's just want to spread his message of white supremacy. He's not about...
White tigers.
I like how nobody mentioned the black ranger.
Well,
it's because you're racist. We didn't want to touch the subject. We knew you'd go there right away.
He had a gun. He'd shoot
people. White guilt.
Anyways,
there,
he pleaded guilty earlier this week to killing his roommate. And
with a samurai sword.
With a samurai sword.
What a badass.
It wasn't in self-defense.
I'm afraid now.
It was murder. But
I think it was deemed manslaughter.
It was manslaughter.
And he's gonna end up getting like
six years.
Yeah.
Chop a cupcake off the top of his roommate's head and like the
most 6 years.
Decapitated him. Top of the skull. Cap.
But yeah, so the Red Ranger is gonna be doing some hard time.
I just want to touch your baby. Is it kicking?
No.
Is your baby kicking?
I actually got rid of the baby.
Nice. It's a very adult thing to do. Poor sad Batman.
That's exactly what I looked like after I did it. Just on the toilet, like,
no children.
The outro from the Hulk playing.
So we've been covering
Sad Fleck,
this mess of a Batman movie since it turned into a mess.
It was like, it's going to be really good.
Dude,
it's going to be super good.
Our coverage of this started off with
this optimism. This is looking pretty solid.
Affleck loves Batman. Okay, you know, he's writing.
Add another writer. All right, we can be down with. What the fuck is going on? Yeah.
You know, it's odd. It's the same cover just happened over at Comics Brew. We've been saying the same shit for a year now.
Yeah. Started out hype and just.
Well, okay, so they start off now with written and directed. This
train wreck.
They started with written and directed and acted and produced by Ben Affleck. All right, well, he's done that before. That's great. He was the best part of Batman vs. Superman. That's great.
He's good in Argo.
And then, yeah, exactly. And
that's
then,
where he's done all of that stuff before as well. And,
The Town.
Both good films.
And then it's like, okay, well, we're going to add a writer. We're going to add Geoff Johns. Well, fuck yeah. Geoff Johns has been in charge of DC Comics for fucking 5 years. Let's
add
do it.
Somebody,
yeah, it like
add
idea.
Geoff Johns.
Yeah. And then it's like, Ben Affleck's not going to direct anymore. Okay.
And somebody else is coming in to write it. Or just dress it up.
No, someone else is going to come in and direct it. Okay, cool. Well, now he's out. Aw, man. Well, now he's in. Wait, what?
That happened 2 days apart from each other.
That was fucking. It took a little time for the truckload of money to get
the second truck was still in transit.
Yeah. They're like, there's more. And now it's the second truck.
And now it's rewritten from the ground up. Oh, shit.
Now, that being said,
this is going to be not good.
Yeah.
They did announce that they were bringing in a new writer, and the new writer was either going to fix or rewrite it. So the last time we covered this.
Fixing, meaning it was broken.
Yeah. Well, yes. So, I mean. They did kind of tell us, forewarn us, that it might get a full rewrite. And now it's officially getting a full rewrite. How hard is it to write a Batman movie, by the way?
Fuck, dude. You know, speaking of parallels, this might also show up again on Comic Con next week.
Why don't they just do one about the Red Hood? That'd be an awesome movie.
Just remake Under the Red Hood.
Yeah, dude.
Because you already have it set up, too. Because in Batman vs. Superman, you see the fucked up Jason Todd costume.
Oh, wow.
So if you have that already there, just do Under the Red Hood. You've already got a script there. It's from both in comic
money
and movie
be
style.
Raining from the sky.
Warner Brothers. Hey, Warner Brothers, come here.
You want to make we're going to tell you how to print some money.
Stop using this trope. Stop it.
So.
Spoon me, baby.
Avatar 2.
I can't feel your ponytail. Is it in yet?
There's no nipples.
There is no nipples.
No, there's crusty Rudy dress.
It's necklace.
Is it a dress or
it's
a dread?
Covering the blue nipple, which
that's,
blends
the
perfectly.
The dread is around the neck.
Yeah, that is some sort of...
We're talking about Avatar here.
Yes, Avatar. Anyways, Avatar 2 was supposed to come out in 2018. They announced it a little while ago. It seemed like James Cameron was pretty excited to get back to that world.
2019.
But they're pushing it off. James Cameron announced there's no way they can get it done by 2018. Which, to me, says that he is trying to cram way too much into what is probably going to be a 3.5-hour movie by the time this thing comes out.
No, it's going to be a 5-part series, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But they just started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. And he just said, you know what? He's like, timeline was too optimistic. He's like, we're pushing it back.
By the way, the dude's made the two top grossing films of all time. Let him do it.
Titanic.
Right? And... just let him do it.
I thought Star Wars surpassed.
No. The two top grossing films of all times are Avatar.
And Gone with the Wind.
And Titanic and then Gone with the Wind.
Oh,
Adjusted for inflation.
Yeah. You just go to Box Office Mojo and pick it up if you want to.
Lebowski is already put in there. guest 143.
How long ago was that?
I have no idea.
I haven't been here, man. Other people got to be in the chat.
So that was 13 minutes ago. Sorry, guest 143. That is correct. Not incorrect. That is incorrect.
Can Lebowski get in there twice?
Adam yerks off to Gaston.
Yes, he does yerk it. Real hard.
Yerking it. Huh. So, is Guest still in here?
No, not that I can see, but he could also be idle.
I don't know.
So, Guest 143, if you out there, we would appreciate you throwing in another movie.
I haven't thrown in mine yet.
You guys unison ummed.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
That was weird.
So, number one, Gone with the Wind.
I wasn't expecting it this time. I expected it the other time.
Number two, Avatar. Number three, Star Wars. And I'm assuming
what's
that's
Star Wars?
I'm assuming that's The Force Awakens.
Star Wars.
So okay. It did beat out one of his. It beat out Titanic. I knew it beat out one of them, but it's still not, top grossing.
Okay. Either way. Let's see. What do I want to add in for cult classic? Boondock Saints has been taken. Well, no, it hasn't. No. James put in Full Metal Jacket.
Yep.
I'll go two. Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day. Because I know a lot of people have seen Boondock Saints 1. I'd like everybody to go watch the second one because it is essentially a carbon copy of the first one, but they put in more of the dad, and the bad guy in it is actually done by Peter Fonda, who was, if you do not know, the devil in Ghost Rider, the first one.
Is that Jane Fonda's husband?
It's Jane Fonda's son.
Ooh.
Wait. No. Might be Jane Fonda's husband. Because they're both old. It might be. Hang on, let me see.
He's just a really old-looking baby.
Right? Well, I mean, the Fondas are...
Is he a Benjamin Button?
The Fondas are Hollywood royalty. They've been around since, like, the 1920s. Let's see.
Okay. Adam.
Yes.
He's, like, shaking his phone.
Shaking the internet back into existence.
I'm trying to. We got a couple of movies on Facebook, but my phone doesn't want to load my fucking notifications.
Oh, he's Jane Fonda's brother.
Oh, that makes sense, too. Yeah. Timeline matches.
He is the son of Henry Fonda, brother of Jane Fonda, and father of Bridget and Justin Fonda.
Yeah, I don't care about all that.
Hey, whatever. Henry Fonda was the one I was thinking of. Henry Fonda was an old school...
Do we have anybody else coming with movies? We're running out of time.
Was an old school...
Hold on, I have... Cartoons. One of them I know is Pitch Black.
From...
The...
Is it from the Facebook?
Yeah, it's from people commenting on my comment, or on my share of the post.
Gotcha.
And, goddamn, I hate this piece of shit.
Me too.
Especially because it's my Facebook, so no one else can fucking check.
I can.
I guess we're friends, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Here we go. Pitch Black. Oh, and then The Labyrinth, which is already in.
Yeah.
So yes, that's it.
And Clerks. Clerks is in there.
I think she's laughing at the choice that my choice was Clerks.
Oh, did you throw Clerks in already?
I don't know if we're putting movies in this week. If we are, then Clerks.
Well, mine was Boondock Saints 2. All Saints Day.
Oh. Already got it in there.
Oh, nice. Okay, dope.
Not a classic.
All right,
it's
so.
A cult classic.
Not All Saints Day.
And you have whatever. Pitch Black.
It's based on a cult classic. How about
Pitch
that?
Black?
I'll take that. Nowhere near as good as the original. Felt like a crappy modern carbon copy.
And then we'll run them all down real quick. Oh, well, while Garrett's writing that down, like should we spin really for genre?
Really?
Mainly the detective, the female, like, who was...
I want to say yes.
Julia Stiles?
Yes, we will spin for genre.
Boom.
Give me 1 second to put it up on the screen real quick.
All right.
Restart required. I knew it! I fucking knew it! We need to restart.
All right, here we go.
No, there's a Windows update pushed recently.
Westerns.
Oh.
Nice.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm excited for that.
That's good.
All right. I'll do a quick rundown of all the movies that are in, and then we'll draw. All right.
Wait, let me not
Blazing Saddles.
I didn't put yours in, but we should. We got Blazing Saddles?
I was joking. It was a Western.
Oh.
So you lied to me.
You're going to push my phone off, bro.
No, I'm not. Bro, I use my eyeballs, bro.
So someone else said Clerks a few seconds ago.
Well, there we go.
Someone else did besides Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going in either way.
Yeah, but put it in as guest 143. Adam doesn't count.
Yeah, never got one from Mike. He said, he came in the chat and asked what the movie genre was. But
and then he said, shit, I don't know any cult classics. And then he left.
You know,
I'm no help here tonight.
That's one thing Comics Brew's kind of gotten away of. We don't shit on Mike much anymore.
Why?
Because we don't need to. He had one moment on Comics Brew where he, like, blew our minds with his horrible opinion, and then that was it.
Does he like Iron Man?
No, it was Ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
Oh, of course. So what
I just said that.
Because I'm not really shitting on this guy again.
Yeah, he's got Clerks. It's guest 143.
I'll go with...
I'm doing Blues Brothers.
You are?
They took your Clerks.
Just write Blues
What are you going to do, write Clerks too?
No, that's not a cult classic.
Mallrats.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say, actually. Mallrats.
Mallrats. I hope it's Pence because got in the escalator and a bloodbath ensues.
I was either going to go with that or Dogma.
Dogma's...
I love the kid who's staring at that friggin' stupid art the whole time. It's a boat.
It's not
that's
a...
not a... That's not a kid, though.
It's
Ethan Suplee. He's not a kid.
He's like a teenager.
He's like 400 pounds. No 400-pound person is considered a kid ever.
I didn't know that fat kids weren't kids. They essentially become adults. You're so fat, you're an adult.
Every one of them is an adult in that movie.
You know what?
Every
one of them. Let's go with Dogma because it's got Rickman in it.
So he's a kid to me.
That makes no sense.
It's perfect sense.
No.
Dogma.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Kevin Smith weekend? Night. Yeah.
Well, it's only two movies. I changed it from Mallrats to Dogma.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was Mallrats, and then Garrett was doing Dogma, and he did Clerks, and I was like, fuck.
That is Ian Suplee, and next to him for reference is Stan Lee. That is not a kid.
He's a kid.
That is not a kid.
He's wearing a fucking beanie. Everybody who wears beanies are kids.
Wow.
That was
next to the producer, I'm the oldest one here.
let's nice get to drawing beanie. Then, shall we?
Garrett is drawing.
I am.
He's
drawing.
Not finished with his drawing yet.
I'm not drawing yet.
Don't interrupt me.
What are you doodling for?
For every movie. Yeah, every movie has something. A doodle.
Yeah. What?
Why?
Upside down cross. Okay. Nice. Yeah. I'd have been more impressed if you did Buddy Christ. But
now ball him up into one ball. And we'll have to watch every movie.
Oh, Stigmata.
The Stigmata.
Yeah.
But then you realize Drawn Hands is hard.
Drawn Hands is a bitch.
And it's got Ninja Turtle hands.
Yeah. Three fingers and all. Dogma. Blues Bros. Clerks. Pitch Black. Boondock Saints 2.
Every one of these has a drawing.
Yeah, they do.
David Bowie's Codpiece.
Oh, Labyrinth.
The Labyrinth, yeah, that's what.
You just drew a dick. Johnson. You just drew a dick. That's all you did.
Hey, man. The Last Dragon.
You drew a gi?
There's something in there.
It's a black belt.
There's something in there. A Return of the Living Dead.
A sugar skull.
Full Metal Jacket.
It's a jacket made of metal.
Did you draw a bullet, like, going through a portal?
It's supposed to be a bullet, but it's bad.
It's going through a portal.
Office Space and Lebowski.
All what right. is Office Space picture?
It's a ribbon Printer? With flares.
Oh, yeah, it's suspenders with flares.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Seven pieces of flare? You're happy with the minimum?
So that's what we got.
Crumple them up, man.
All right. Man, I need to get the mic out of
here. Man, you take it
get
forever.
This microphone in my face.
Adam, put your mic close to him so we can hear the crimpling.
I don't want this. No.
What is it? Got it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Dun, dun, dun.
I won't let go, I promise.
Okay, Leonardo.
This episode's sponsored by
Sharpie.
Titanic.
Sharpie. Do you want to rub something off in an hour? Sharpie.
I'll rub something off in under an hour.
He wants something rubbed off. I'll get it to you by 3 p.m.
I rubbed something off in the last hour.
We've been here for the last hour.
Oh, I know.
He said that on purpose.
All right. So
I don't like you anymore.
That's fine.
I like you. You pervert.
You done yet? Don't touch me.
I like you.
Don't
lots.
Touch
I'm
more.
Gonna touch you.
Don't touch me.
Pop the bubble. Once the bubble's popped, Adam, you'll love the touches. No. You just have to
pop the bubble. He's just popping the bubble. Look how zen he is about grabbing my hand.
How zen?
Yeah, he was doing just blocks, and then he like wrapped around and grabbed the hand.
This is a gentle grab too.
It is. Just it's not right. like I'm not like forceful.
We got all some right. music.
We need some music.
It's just enough that I can make sure I stop him from doing anything. You went low, you tricky son of a bitch.
What do we got here? Oh, Boondock Saints 2.
Woo!
I didn't know we were going to have to watch a bad movie.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't realize it was a bad movie.
No, dude. Watch.
It's not even a cult classic. The original is.
Hey, you didn't put the little drawing up to the camera.
It's a little cross.
It's just an upside down cross. Iron cross.
No, that was the Dogma one.
I mean, waited a long time for you to finish these drawings.
Yeah,
Gary,
so. Man.
That's true.
At least let the viewers watch it.
You show off your pretty picture.
Yeah,
my pretty picture.
Is that good?
Yep.
All right, sweet.
Beautiful right. Iron cross.
So we got Western for genre this week,
yes, we do.
We got homework for Boondock Saints 2.
Hey, be sure to check out Waiting for Players next Monday. They're going to be playing some Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
And then
it's a secret!
Just kidding.
And then Comics Brew this week is going to be something that hasn't been in years. Sam
good.
Josh.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we won't be Joshless. We'll still be Joshin'.
Sucks, man.
But...
What's going on here?
Josh's angers.
He said mad things of me.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I want to be in the middle of what's about to ensue here. I'm out of this place.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
All right. I think that'll do it. I'm Adam.
Good night. Rowdy.
Later.
I'm Garrett.
Bye.
Follow us on Twitter at @bad_flicks. Find us on Facebook at badflix616. You can email the show at contact@badflix.net with your opinions and comments. Support us on Patreon and through our Amazon banner. Find us on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and also on iTunes, where you can rate and review us. And you can find everything we produce and chat with us live at badflix.net. This has been a Lazy Nights production.